Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At that point, it was about the left tackle situation. And at that point, we saw Joe Tooney play in one game at left tackle, and we saw 3.5 quarters of DJ Humphries. And I had said over and over that I wanted to see DJ Humphries get one more game because I thought that him playing left tackle is still the best because then you still have an all-pro at left guard and you're just a better unit as a whole. I don't think I can say that anymore because Humphries still has not played a game since we made that statement on this show. I know there's a chance he plays this Sunday. I think it's too late. This is also about Joe Tooney and how well he has played. Long-term, Joe Tooney's not like next year. Joe Tooney's not this team's left tackle. I'm not making that case at all. I'm talking about for this year, for the three-peat run, when DJ Humphries hasn't finished an NFL game yet this year, how can I now, after seeing three overall, but really strong performances from Joe Tooney against guys like TJ Watt and Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr., and he held up the way he did? That's their best opportunity right now because I don't care on Sunday when Carson Wentz is quarterback, if DJ Humphries is playing left tackle. I don't know if there's anything I can see in that to make me feel good about Humphries 2 weeks later being the starting left tackle. I know that was the original plan, and I was all about it, and I agreed with, obviously, I said it on the air. That was the plan. But we've seen two games since, and guess who's still not playing football?
So, I understand, like, one, it's like they're all kind of great. The Danielle Hunter one was probably the most impressive for me. I thought TJ Watt still kind of looked like a shell of himself for the last couple of weeks as he's tried to come back from that injury. So, like, I'm not saying you don't get credit for blocking a guy. I just don't think it's TJ Watt of old, essentially, in those games. I think it's kind of a weakened TJ Watt. I still believe in the plan that is a middle of the line of Tooney, Creed, and Trey with DJ Humphries at left, playing average left tackle in the NFL. Still would be my plan. And part of it is for the things that you can't notice, which is they've been significantly worse in the running game in the time. Now, maybe some of that's Pacheco. We can talk about that momentarily.
He's been hurt. I don't think his vision is good compared to Kareem Hunt.
He hasn't looked very good. But, like, just generally, the running game has not been the same since they've had to move Joe Tooney to left tackle. I am surprised at how well Joe Tooney has held up. Like, Joe Tooney has done a really, really, really nice job at left tackle.
And he's graded out as one of the best left tackles in football the last couple weeks.
What the hell took you so long? You were watching turnstiles at left tackle? And I get it. Like, fans should not always make the decisions for your organizations. People have been asking for Joe Tooney to start at left tackle since Orlando Brown Jr. was here.
But he's still not a long-term solution. Like, despite what I just said about the playoff run, next year, Joe Tooney's not going to be the starting left tackle for this team.
No, you were talking
about... He's also just not a long-term solution given his age anyway. There was a reason why he was playing... What this tells us is Joe Tooney should be a Hall of Famer. Yes. Joe Tooney's an incredible football player. To be able to be an all-pro guard and then shift over to tackle the way... The reason why this is possible is because he's an unbelievable football player.
Correct. His technique, his skill set is so unmatched in his position that he could take a position like tackle to which he is not physically equipped to play. His arms aren't long enough. He's not athletic enough based on normal tackle standards, the things that you usually require in order to play that position. And he's so good at his job, you don't notice the physical limitations he's up against in order to do the job. So yes, if it is Tooney the rest of the way, I'm okay. I'll live my life. I understand the risk they took. But I would still, if I'm the Chiefs, entertain Humphries at left.
What happens on Sunday? Let's go
Nick Benito's a pretty good
test. He is. Let's play this out.
Test.
For starters, DJ Humphreys has to prove he can make it through a full football game. I mean, I'm not even joking. Yeah. Like, it hasn't happened yet, yeah. Unfortunately.
If he can't play in this game and start the entire game, then yeah, I'm not wasting any of my three games in the playoffs doing it.
So for starters, he has to do that. He then also has to be healthy. Like, I know they have a bye week, but he has to be healthy a week later. Yeah. You know, basically to play
10 days. Like 2.5 weeks later.
Can he recover?
But he needs to be healthy like 6 days later.
Yeah. Right? Can he recover from that? Those are like just the bare, the baseline stuff.
Yeah.
And then honestly, like I need him to kind of be overall. I know we've said average play, but in this circumstance, because of how well Tooney has looked,
he needs to look really good.
He needs to look kind of dominant. Like he needs to shut down. I know that's a tall task, but like Benito. I kind of need him to shut him down, because if he's just average, I don't know if that's what I want. I was all about DJ Humphreys at left tackle when I thought I was going to get 2 or 3 games to see him play. We might get one.
Look, he's still obviously an upgrade. Like, at the very least, if for some reason something happened to Tooney, you know that you're not, like, cooked. Mm-hmm. Right? You know that it's not, God, we got to go back to Wanye, we got to go back to Kingsley, and what the hell are we going to do? It's not that. They now have depth at the position of left tackle, kind of regardless. That's why I would be interested in going back to Humphreys is... Now that Joe Tooney has practiced and played left tackle 3 times in a row, that if, let's just say Humphreys looks really good, holds up against Benito, looks really good, and they're like, you know what? Left guard is where Tooney plays. We paid Humphreys all this money. He knows how to play left tackle. Yeah. We loved what we saw against Denver. It is the divisional round weekend. Here come the Texans. Steal whatever. Doesn't matter the team. We're going to put him in at left tackle. If for the first quarter it's going poorly, I now have no concerns that I can turn it back over. I don't want to do that in the middle of the game.
But it's the playoffs. Can you afford a bad first quarter? You know, I mean, that's what's tricky.
With
I hear you.
Mahomes and Andy and
that's
Chiefs.
What's tricky. Like, against the wrong opponent, you can't afford a bad quarter.
I think the
I get
only team that can't afford a bad quarter against is Buffalo.
Probably.
And I don't think they wouldn't see them until the AFC title game. So you would have already worked through those issues.
I'll tell you this. If we got an honest answer from all of you that are listening and you watch the Chiefs, if I told you, though, that it was DJ Humphreys' divisional round weekend or Joe Tooney, there's no way you can tell me you're more comfortable with it being Humphreys over Tooney. Like, that we can agree on, right? Like, I would be far more nervous heading into the divisional round game if you told me DJ Humphreys was playing left tackle than Joe Tooney. That's where I'm at now with that position, based on what we've seen from both. And I was hoping we were going to see DJ Humphreys against the Steelers, because if we did and they held up, then I would be sitting here telling you, okay, I've seen it. Good to go. But I've only seen the Chargers game. I saw the Chargers game, and there was some good, there was some bad from DJ Humphreys. And then he got hurt, and this hamstring injury, here we are, it's January 2nd, and he's just kind of practicing.
I know. That's the biggest problem. And I don't blame him for spending the money. I'll never be like, how dare you? What did you do?
No, it still needed to do it.
Yeah, they were trying to present themselves as a safety net. And I would hate to live in a world in which you have no depth. At least Humphrey provides you depth, because like if it's Caliendo and it's Tooney to start the divisional round, well, at least I know if something happens, they could kick Humphrey. Let's just say Caliendo got hurt. They could kick Humphreys to the outside and Tooney back in, or somebody, or
that's another,
like, whatever. Like, at least there's some choices here. Caliendo's played fine, too, to his credit.
That's another interesting point, though. You're talking about Caliendo, who probably hasn't got enough love in this whole reshuffling, too, because he's had to play at a high enough level, is for Sunday's game against the Broncos. You know, we discuss who they're going to bench, who they're going to start, all this kind of stuff. Because of the numbers game, you do need Mike Caliendo on Sunday to be healthy still. Like, that's the... like scenario that you're dreading, is somehow he were to get hurt on Sunday against the Broncos. So as much as we can say, oh, they're going to rest Joe Tooney on Sunday and maybe Juwan Taylor, you got to have some offensive lineman play. I mean, Mike Caliendo was already a backup lineman. He's just now been starting at guard during this reshuffling. He's a guy like, you got to be really careful about keeping him healthy too, because if you lose him, then you're right. Then it takes away the ability to even do what we're discussing with Joe Tooney.
Like, yeah. I hate to break this to people, like, be like, bench them all. That's not how rosters work. You only get 2 call-ups from the practice squad. Typically, you have 7 or 8 offensive linemen active. So just do the math. Yeah. Even if I play all of the backup offensive linemen, there aren't enough to field a starting 5 offensive linemen. Not to mention wide receivers or some of these others. And look, maybe, like, I still think Hollywood Brown could use a few more snaps. Like, he's looked good, but it's not going to hurt him.
It's been fun to see.
Get a few
more
reps.
See the last couple weeks.
It's
almost like that was the original offensive plan, to have him involved. It's amazing how things have opened up on offense. We're going to talk about the wide receiver room in just a bit.
The mood difference between when we last did a full show together, which was the Thursday before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So the Thursday before Christmas, like the 20th or 9th, whatever it is. That was the last full show we did together as a group, 19th. And the energy then was like, boy, this team still looks just like scraggly. We don't know who's going to play left tackle. They still never blow anybody out. This is a week 13 win team. In the last 2 weeks, they've kicked ass. And dude, he's
done
well.
Best football of the season.
And they're continuing to play great defense to the point that now they're the number two, I think.
Scoring defense
in the NFL in a points per game perspective, which is the only thing that matters. It's the most important thing.
I hear you.
From a defensive perspective, I know they technically give up more defensive points per possession or whatever. I don't care. How many points did you give up in a game?
Right.
Is all I care about for the most part. It's like the energy shift is quite a bit different.
No, they're playing their best football. Plain and simple. This team is playing their best football. It's so cliche at the right time, you know, like, but that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing, man. And it's happened year after year, which is why it's been so funny once again. And we'll get to some of the national narrative stuff that's out there in the 11 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. It's been so funny to hear people, I think, make the same mistake again that they just made a calendar year ago about, and then they waited till the playoffs to start playing. Yep. Well, they're doing it now. They did it in what essentially were kind of playoff games. They treated the Steelers Texans stretch like playoff games because they knew they had a bye on the line, and they
got a month off if they won those games.
A switch flipped again, just like it did in the postseason.
Well, they also had one more additional wide receiver and competent left tackle play.
I don't know if there's ever been a team, and I'll say it all of sports, that has for years now shown that come playoff time, the idea of flipping a switch is a real thing. I know it's something people will say about sports teams all the time. 10 years ago, 20 years ago, doesn't matter. It's something we've all used in our vocabulary. And like, okay, but they'll flip a switch or whatever. It kind of become a cliche thing. There's never been a better example of a team doing that, though, than this team with Andy Reid as their head coach, with Travis Kelce, Mahomes, and Chris Jones in particular, the core that's been there throughout this run, of being able to truly do that. They've done it every single time, Cody, when games matter more. In this case, it was the Texans Steelers because it wrapped up the number one seed. And last year, we, of course, saw them do it throughout the entire postseason. That's what they do. It's not a cliche BS thing. If you say that about some 6-seed wildcard team, yeah, I'm going to laugh at you. I'm going to, sure. They're going to figure it out now. 9 or 10-win team. This team, you can't laugh at it. They do it every time.
They play with their food. Like, I'm sure the team would hate it. If I suggest with Andy Reid, how dare you say it about a team? I'm like, Andy, come on. You and I both know that it's just like broccoli in the corner of the plate. And there's like, stupid regular season. I got to do this. I got to care about this. I got to care about taking on the Carolina Panthers in November. Oh, I don't want to do this. Because for a team with this amount of success, I get it. And if you go back through, and I would just remind people to do this, go back through and look at the records of those New England Patriots teams. They did not win 15 games every year, no matter what. They won 12, which means they lost 4. Every year, they would lose 4 games. They'd win their 12. They'd win their division because they could play with their food. They'd be the 1 seed sometimes. They'd be the 2 seed sometimes, which was still a bye in that time. And they would just go about the motions. Very few teams in sports history can just mess around for a little bit and then just decide, oh, it's real now. Time to play real football. Now, it coincides with things that helped them. Better left tackle play, Hollywood Brown coming back, defensive line, Minshew coming back, all the things that have obviously lined up with better football play, but also they're just playing better. Mahomes playing his best football, all the other normal things.